Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. I also want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. And folks, when you're at the website, be sure to go to my area where it says sign up for a free newsletter, because when you sign up for that newsletter, I'm going to send you lots of great gifts, and we've got bonuses and giveaways, lots of great information there. And also, I'm going to send you 10 videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I use personally in my own life to overcome having Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy. I went through divorce, abuse, lots of challenges. And so the videos are in there that helped me, and they can help you also along your journey. So check all that out at AskSueLondon.com. And before we start the show today, I want to share that I have a new date. I'm going to be teaching a level one Reiki course. That date is going to be on Tuesday, October the 15th. And the second day is Wednesday, October the 16th. It's a 2-evening course from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. And the location for that is in Stony Creek, Ontario, Canada. So you can just go to my website. You'll see that the details on there. If you want to sign up for the course, you got to email me. We'll set up a time to talk before we get started with the course. So email me at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. That address again is getinspiredradio@gmail.com. So Christopher, my friend.
Yes, Sue.
What is new?
I am drinking pop.
I got to tell everybody listening.
Oh, do we have to tell everybody?
Of course we do.
Yes, I'm drinking, as you call pop, and I call it soda.
That's right. Yes. That's that American thing again.
I'm drinking
soda,
a Coca-Cola. Our new studios are beautiful, but we're right below the wonderful Perks and Corks. And they sell, I got to tell you, they sell the old-fashioned bottles of Coca-Cola like they had years ago. And there's something nostalgic, how do you say that word? Nostalgical about it.
And
I look at it, it's like a thing of the past. So I
said, that's why you're drinking the pop. Is that what it's all about?
That's right. I just sent Christy up there, and guess what she got for herself? She got herself a water. So she
good
knows.
Girl. I love that girl.
She knows how to be healthy. She's listening in her car right now, and I know she's laughing as she's driving along.
Good girl. Well, Christy and I still need to talk, because she shouldn't have to be your gopher. And by the way, our guest today is Canadian as well as I am. So we're going to ask him what he thinks about this pop and soda terms.
And he's going to say it's not good for you, eh?
That's right. Exactly. So what's new with you this week? I just feel like I haven't talked to you forever.
Well, I feel great because it's the beginning of the month, and it's kind of like things are really crazy the end of the month, and now they're kind of, it's still busy, but it's not like it is the end of the month. And now we're kind of easing into October, and the weather's beautiful, and we've got some foliage here. I'm looking out the window of the studios, and the maples are, we don't have Canadian maples, but we have Rhode Island red maples, and they're orange and red, and there's a little bit of yellow in there, so it's very, very pretty.
Well, would you believe I'm still wearing my shorts?
Well, because you're inland. You get warmer weather where you are.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Where I'm located, you know, in our new home, we aren't that far from the water, from Lake Ontario.
But lake water is different from the ocean, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. But yeah, I love it. I don't know the last time when I've been walking around in the evening with my shorts on. When Ross and I walk our dogs, we both have our shorts on in the evening. So I love it. This is awesome. But yeah, we've been having some fun around here the last this week. My husband, Ross, for anyone that don't know who my husband is, his name is Ross. And Ross and I this year are really focusing on taking our health to a higher level. And so we were at our naturopath last week. And as you, I'm sure all of the regulars here, Chris, say, did you get your B12 shot? Well, I didn't get it this week yet, Chris. So if you tell how wired I am without it,
it's
right?
Because of our connection. You're feeling me being wired through the caffeine.
I know. That's exactly what it's about. But anyways, Ross started doing a cleanse. And this started on Thursday, and it's just, you know, eating different foods and leaving certain foods out. Well, it's just amazing because the naturopath was saying that how we eat, our diet is so good that really the only things that Ross had to leave out was coffee and sugar and tomatoes and peppers for this cleanse. And just by leaving that out, like his big thing is coffee. And he experienced like really bad headaches for about 3 days doing this cleanse. But since Thursday, he's lost 5 pounds from it. So he's got more energy. And you remember when we brought our guest Janet Nestor on?
And yes,
remember,
I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember how she did the exercise where we had to cross our arms and cross our feet? And remember we had to put a tongue at the roof of our mouth? I think she called it REM.
I remember it made me feel more grounded, I told her.
Right. Well, when I was telling the naturopath about that, I've been doing that every day since, you know, we had her on the show. And the naturopath was saying to me, because of doing that exercise, that was like I was experiencing a cleanse by doing that. So I didn't have to go on this food cleanse with Ross. So it's just amazing how there's so many different ways a person can do a cleanse. And I got to tell everybody, the exciting news, as you know, like I used to have Crohn's disease and went on to heal that. Well, there was one area of my life that I really wanted to change, and I had high blood pressure, and I was told it was resulting because family genes and, you know, it was ran in our family and stuff like that. Well, from changing my eating, from doing this exercise, from daily walking, from watching everything I eat, don't have gluten, don't have wheat, working with a doctor and a naturopath, so medical doctor and naturopath, I no longer have to take blood pressure medicine anymore. That my blood pressure has gone right down to normal. So I am really excited about that.
So you're like 120 over whatever the other number is.
Yeah, it's 125 over 85.
That's good.
Yeah.
See, mine fluctuates depending on my mood.
Okay. Well, I found that it's like I really have to focus, and every day I have to do meditation. I focus every day I walk. But what I was learning was the foods that I was eating was actually causing me to have inflammation. So if you remember back, gosh, after we had our cruise last year, a flight attendant was telling me about a book called Eat Right for Your Blood Type. And that was a book that talked about what blood types should eat, like a different diet than, like my blood type is B, where my husband Ross is AB. So our diets are different. So I've been really strict following that diet and leaving out the gluten and the wheat. And that's all I've done differently. And as you know, been canning like crazy.
That's so, and what have you canned this week?
Oh, applesauce.
Okay, that's good for this time of the year.
It is. Well, I'm also making baby applesauce for the baby grandson who's now turning 8 months old on Saturday. Can't believe it.
Congratulations. You know, I had to bring it up. I forgot to tell you. Today was Hayden's first day ever of preschool.
Oh, how did it go?
It went great. I've got a picture that I'll send to you later, and it's on the WBLQ Facebook page, and people should check it out.
Now, did Mommy and Daddy have a harder time than Hayden did?
Well, it was not a hard time. They couldn't get me out of the classroom this morning.
Oh, no. Well, that's why I was mean. Was it harder for Mommy and Daddy?
Yeah, it was hard. Yeah, I wasn't upset or anything. I wanted to hang out there all day.
Wow. Well, it really – did you get teary-eyed, too?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm always teary-eyed. Like, my kids, they take bets. when is mom going to cry? Because like if it's whatever the activity, if it is, you know, going to school and when my grandson lost his tooth, I'm on the second generation. So I get the tears going of joy and gratitude with every step they all take. So, yeah, it's become that it's a family bet now. When is mom going to get teary eyed and cry at our special event? Gotta love our kids, right?
they help make us, you know.
Exactly. So yeah, so that's why I'm sounding so wired, because I'm eating so healthy and I'm losing inches because now I'm not on this medication. I was starting to have reactions to it. So, but I want to make it clear to everyone listening, if you have high blood pressure, don't do this alone. You got to talk with your doctor and you know, I work with a naturopathic doctor and a medical doctor because I take the holistic healing option first, and my medical doctor supports that. So just have to make sure I throw that in because that's really important. That's a very serious condition if you don't monitor that. So let's get on with the show, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Okay, awesome. Now, our guest today, folks, is Jonathan Adams. Now, Jonathan is the owner of printingpeach.ca. They are a small business marketing company that provides print material, graphic design, web design, and search engine optimization, also known as SEO, and pay-per-click. Now, I met Jonathan, you know, he's going to have to correct me, but I think it was through LinkedIn, and we connected, and he's actually from our old hometown before where we moved from. And when he said he could help me with search engine optimization, I thought this would be awesome because I really didn't understand it. I didn't know anything except that it was important and you had to have that to be found. So Jonathan has really been a real benefit, really a real important part of my business website area of my business. And today he's going to help you with your website stuff. So Christopher, make sure you take lots of notes here.
I've got my pen out.
Perfect. Well, to learn more about Jonathan and to book Jonathan's services, it's printingpeach.ca. Just go to the website and Jonathan will help you. And Jonathan today, by the way, folks, is giving some special offers away that I know you're really going to want to tap into. So without any further delay, one more thing I want to share that I want to encourage all of you to phone in today or ask your questions through our instant feedback area on the homepage, transformationtalkradio.com website. Now, the phone number you're going to call to ask your questions is 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. So, finally, without any further delay, Jonathan, welcome to the show, my friend.
Yeah, thank you for having me. That was quite an introduction.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
So,
I'm blushing.
Why don't we have you tell everybody what the special offer is? Because I want you to share that throughout the show.
Sure.
In case people can't listen to the whole show.
Well, as we discuss what search engine optimization is, it'll start to make more and more sense. But basically, we're offering 50% off for the first 2 months with our pay-per-click service, or we're offering 1 month of free ranking with our search engine optimization service. Okay. So basically, there's some significantly reduced costs up front as we begin work with you.
Okay, perfect. And folks, I can tell you, I personally work with Jonathan and I've had great results. So I testify that I can tell you that this guy is great and he knows what he's doing. So make sure you connect. Now, Jonathan, how do you want them to connect with you? Do you want them to email you at a certain email address?
They can certainly email us at info@printingpeach.ca, so info@printingpeach.ca, or they can just, you know, check out the website printingpeach.ca and, you know, from there check out the, you know, the SEO page and the pay-per-click page. That's part of our real deal web marketing package. So for the web stuff we're talking about today, you would just go to printingpeach.ca, and then there's an item on the main navigation bar, web design and SEO, and just check out the pages there, and there's certainly all kinds of contact information. There are phone numbers, forms to request a quote, that kind of thing. But any way they want to reach out is fine with us.
Okay. And I also want to share, too, that Jonathan is in Canada. And if you're in the States, that doesn't matter because this is all done through internet. Right, Jonathan?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. Yeah, with our web marketing services, it really doesn't matter which side of the border you're on.
Right. Now, speaking about that, you are, like me, a very proud Canadian. Do you say pop or do you say soda, my friend?
I do say pop. Yeah.
You know what he says? He says no.
I am recently off pop. I was addicted to Diet Coke. Your husband, he had the headaches from going off coffee. I think it was 2 weeks before I fully stopped having headaches when I went off Diet Coke. It was unpleasant.
It's amazing, isn't it, how it does affect you. So anyways, you know, this is like Canada Day on Get Inspired Radio here, Christopher. So pop override soda today, okay, my friend?
Yes.
Okay, eh?
Okay, eh? Okay, yeah. So let's get back to the show. Okay, now, Jonathan, what is search engine optimization? That is the big, big question that everybody wants to know.
Right. Yeah, well, it's kind of right there in the term. It's optimizing your website to perform well in the search engines. And these days, when people think search engine, they think Google. I mean, Google is about 80% of the search engine market. So, you know, I spend a lot of time each day talking to people about Google. So it's really about getting your website to perform well in Google search results. So if you have a hair salon in Toledo, you know, and you really want to get found when somebody searches for hair salon Toledo or Toledo hair salon. So it's that process of basically getting Google to believe that your site is one of the best sites for that search term so that they will put you on page one when somebody searches for that.
Now, let me ask you this. When Google is, you know, deciding if you're going to go on page one, is it physically somebody looking at your site saying, yeah, that's good, or no, it's not?
With Google,
yeah.
99.999% of the time, no, it would be strictly algorithmic.
Okay.
That's really what Google does. I mean, that's sort of been their flagship statement, is to do as much as they possibly can algorithmically, and their human efforts are focused on making that algorithm better all the time.
Okay.
And there's a little bit of manual work that happens kind of when it's absolutely necessary.
Okay, so let's talk about now what is pay-per-click, and then we'll go back to more information about the search engine.
Yes.
So what is pay-per-click?
Yes. Well, anytime you do a search in Google, more often than not, you'll probably notice that at the top of the page, mm-hmm. I'm talking again about Google, although Bing and Yahoo do this also, there is kind of a pale yellow background around the top three results. And if you look closely, it says that those are ads. And the ads continue actually down the right-hand side of the page. So those ads at the top of the page and down the right-hand side of the page, those are totally separate. And a lot of people don't realize this, but it really is completely separate from the regular search results. And those ads are not there because Google believes they're genuinely the best search result. They're there because essentially they're paying to be there. They're paying Google directly to be there through Google's pay-per-click program. And specifically, Google's program is called Google AdWords. So
okay.
Those people specifically, let's use the Toledo hair salon one again. Let's say you were that website owner, you own a salon in Toledo, you want to be found when somebody searches for Toledo hair salon.
Okay.
You can participate in Google AdWords program. And basically what happens is you sign up and you say, look, I want to come up when somebody searches for hair salon Toledo.
Uh-huh.
Toledo hair salon in Toledo, a list of keywords that are all variations on that.
Okay.
And now what happens is when somebody searches for that, your ad, which you create, which looks kind of like a search listing, it's sort of, you know, a headline, a description, and a link to your website.
Okay.
It'll come up when somebody searches for those keywords. And actually, at this point, you've still paid nothing. You only actually pay when somebody searches for one of those terms, triggers your ad, and likes your ad enough to click on it.
Okay.
And that's why they call it pay-per-click,
because
you only pay when somebody clicks on your ad. And as you're probably gathering here, it's a fairly complicated system. It's essentially a big auction where you're in competition against everybody else that's interested in the same keywords. And it does get quite sophisticated. It's an excellent system in the sense that basically it's a demand-based system where the cost per click for any given keyword is going to be driven by how many people are interested in it and how much they're willing to pay per click and that sort of thing. So it does get complicated quickly, but it's really cool, actually, if you get into it. It can be a lot of fun if you're a geeky guy like myself. But basically, we offer, as part of our real deal web marketing packages, we offer management services for this because, frankly, most people trying to run a business are busy throughout the day trying to run their business. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So learning a complex system for Google and then having to relearn the same system with its own uniquenesses for Bing and then Yahoo, it's not really realistic. And most people that do it don't have a great result. They end up kind of paying for the wrong things and that sort of thing. So that's really what pay-per-click is and where we come into that. We're basically running your pay-per-click efforts.
So let me ask you this. Pay-per-click, when somebody clicks on your ad, what with you having the ad, what would that person pay? Because it's us paying when the person clicks. What are we paying? Is it a set fee or?
Yeah. Well, to clarify again, our real deal web marketing is us charging you a flat monthly fee to take care of everything. That, you don't have any unexpected expenses, your click costs don't get out of control, that kind of thing. We're kind of worrying about that all for you.
So you would
just choose one of our packages, and they range from $150 a month up to $900 a month. Technically speaking, like if you were to do pay-per-click yourself, if you sign up and do it yourself, what that click costs is going to be determined by the auction. So again, when you bid on that hair salon Toledo term, any other hair salons that had bid on that, or maybe national chains had sort of also bid on the term, they all enter into an auction. And basically, they all have set a maximum cost per click they're willing to pay. So they might say, some of the big nationals might say, look, I'm willing to pay up to $2 a click for that. And so they might come up at the top of the page because they bid a high amount, whereas maybe you come down halfway down the page because as a little guy, you're only willing to pay a dollar a click. Hopefully I'm illustrating fairly well here, the auction environment. It is a little bit, it kind of keeps going, though. There's sort of a rabbit hole effect to it. Google will, it's not just how much you bid for the click. It's how effectively you run your campaign because Google is only being paid when a click occurs. So Google will reward somebody that creates extremely enticing ads that get clicked on a high percentage of the time. Because basically, if your ad, let's say you're the little guy again up against the big national chain, and you created a really enticing ad for the Toledo market, and it really was bang on to what people were searching for, and I advertised a great special, and you were getting clicked on 5% of the time. So for every 100 times your ad came up, you got clicked on 5 times. And you were paying a dollar a click, so it cost you $5. And Google made $5 off displaying your ads 100 times. Well, the big competitor, the big national chain, he might be bidding $2, but he just sort of was lazy about it and just has a generic ad for the whole country. And as a result, it's not as enticing, and he only got clicked on 1% of the time.
Now, Google
showed his ads 100 times and only got paid once, so they got paid $2. So in effect, Google makes more money showing your ads than the big competitor, even though he's willing to pay more per click. So when that's part of what we do as professionals in this industry is run really tight campaigns and use our knowledge to make your campaigns more efficient and more enticing than the other ads, thereby getting a lot more clicks for your monthly budget than you might do than you might achieve doing it yourself, right?
Right. Now, do you help your client with come up what that ad should say then? Like, or is
absolutely.
That up to the client?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we try to make it as sort of effort-free as possible for the client.
Yeah. Now, if you were having a choice of one or the other, what would you say a person in business should go with? Would they go with both or?
With doing SEO or with pay-per-click, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I mean, businesses eventually seem to naturally, if they're dealing with a good SEO professional mm-hmm. who does good work at a good value, then doing SEO tends to be the cheaper way to generate traffic eventually.
Okay.
But for a business just starting out, I think mm-hmm. doing a pay-per-click package, a real deal web marketing package, is the better way to go because it's almost instantaneous. We could literally have you appearing at the top of the search results in Google, Bing, Yahoo, and there's a bunch of other things in that package too, like possibly if it's appropriate for you, Kijiji sponsored ads, Facebook ads, that kind of thing.
Okay.
We can have you sort of that exposure and those rankings created inside of a week, less even. It's really instantaneous.
Wow.
And then secondly, it's a very kind of comprehensive package that's sort of designed to cover all aspects of web marketing and hit your website with exposure from the different search engines and big sites, again, like Kijiji and Facebook. And also just kind of auditing the website to make sure it has a strong potential to convert visitors into clients and that kind of thing. The SEO is more of a standalone service where you pay us to get you ranking in the regular search results, and you only pay us when we actually get you ranking. Like, we actually really believe in our ability to rank a site, so you only pay us when you rank. So in that sense, you know, there should be a lot of confidence that we believe in what we're doing. But it can take anywhere from a month to 2 months to more competitive terms. It could be 6 months before you start ranking at the top of Google for that term. And so it's more of a slow burn when small businesses tend to need things faster.
Right,
and
right.
It's kind of a one-off service, right? So for the small business owner, I would typically recommend, you know, do the real deal web marketing package that gets you into all the major search engines, and it's more of a well-rounded 360 approach to your web marketing.
Okay,
and then
okay.
Your budget allows it, do organic also, or do it down the road sort of thing.
Okay, well,
No, I was going to say the third scenario would be some people have been doing their own pay-per-click for quite a while, and they're good at it because they invested a lot of time into it.
Right.
But SEO is a completely different animal, so they might just want us to just handle that for them. So that would be sort of a third scenario.
Okay. Well, let's take a break, a short break, and then when we come back, let's talk more about this, and then let's talk about sponsor ads as well. Folks, stay tuned. We're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, more with Jonathan Adams. Stay tuned.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We are back on Get Inspired, and I'm Sue London. I have Jonathan Adams with us here today from Printing Peach Printing, and today we are all having a growing experience learning all about search engine optimization and pay-per-click. Now, Jonathan, I know a lot of people, including myself, are really nervous about SEOs, work being done on their website. So let's talk about that, shall we?
Sure. Yep. I should explain very briefly how Google values websites and determines who's best. And then that question I can kind of answer better. When Google's trying to figure out who to rank for a given query, and I'll go back again to my example, Toledo Hair Salon. They'll basically, first of all, look at every website that they're aware of that seems to be very relevant to that. So basically, how many Toledo hair salon websites do they have, or how many forums do they have that mention hair salons in Toledo, right? So they kind of come up with all the sites that are relevant for that. And that just means that basically they mentioned Toledo and hair salon on their website somewhere. So this could literally be thousands of sites, right? So after it looks at that, it kind of has to figure out, well, which of those hundreds, if not thousands of sites, of those, which are the 10 best that they should put on page one? And when you think about it, that's a pretty challenging question to ask of a computer, piece of computer software, right?
Yeah.
It's not like they visually have a staff of people that looks at the sites and say, this one looks nicest, or I know this one, these guys do good work. They have to try to figure this out somehow algorithmically.
Okay.
And so basically what they do is... many people will have heard the term bot or spider. They have basically a little piece of software that is like a little robot or a spider, and it crawls the web, and it sees all the websites on the Internet and kind of sees who's linking to who, who's mentioned who. And by seeing who's linked to who, they kind of get a sense for which sites on the net seem to be most popular. Because if, let's say you've got Sue's Hair Salon in Toledo. Well, Sue's been in business for 10 years, and she's been doing really good work since the beginning. And occasionally somebody's so happy with her work that maybe they mention her on their Facebook and they put a link to their site. They say, wow, thanks for the amazing updo for the prom. You know, here's a link to Sue's website.
Okay.
Or somebody has a blog and they mention the blog, or a business owner puts them on their resources page, that kind of thing. Well, Google sees those links and they really equate that as credibility for Sue's website, because generally speaking, people don't link to a site unless there's a good reason to, unless there's something valuable about that site or the service that that site represents, right?
Right, right.
So after you're relevant for the term Toledo Hair Salon, you have to have a site that seems credible, right? So
okay.
A huge part of doing SEO is basically building the credibility of a website by acquiring good links that point to that website. And so that's really what we do. And if you're nervous about hiring a search engine optimization professional, you should be. There's a lot of bad ones out there that don't really tell you what they're doing, and they're acquiring a lot of low-quality links, hoping that it'll help you, and it may help you. But they're links that are somehow, in some way, shape, or form, just intended to kind of game Google, kind of fool them into thinking you're popular. It might be links from sort of websites that are just kind of purely link farms. They're not real websites that anybody ever goes to. Somebody put that site up specifically just to link to other sites that they wanted to rank in Google.
And can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're talking about having like the links and that. Is it a benefit for someone having a website to have like testimonials on their website with the URL, like linking into someone else's site, or on your blog, having like someone's blog with their website address on there, so it would link into theirs.
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about as being beneficial?
Well,
is that, yeah?
I'm talking about links from other people's website to your website.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So not you linking out to other people, it's other people linking to you. And the reason that that makes sense is that you can't force other website owners to link to you. They're typically only going to do that if they like your website. So that's why Google looks at that and says, oh, it's like a third-party reference, right?
Makes sense,
And absolutely, you know, not to discourage you from putting good testimonials on your website with links to your clients. I mean, that's just you doing the favor to them of saying these guys are legit, right?
Okay.
But hopefully, like that testimonials thing that you just mentioned is a great example of how you might acquire a link, right? If somebody, you hired somebody to shingle your hair salon, right?
Right.
You might ask them, hey, I'll give you a good testimonial. Hey, would you mind putting a link there to my site? And Google sees that there's a link to your site from the shingling company. Right?
So, okay.
Those are like real world things. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. John, you have a question, Christopher?
Well, I like the idea of being able to be your own entrepreneur with the internet and the click and pay program. Let's say somebody's just tuning into the radio right now and they're hearing this conversation and they're thinking, well, how do I start? I mean, you guys are really getting into the depth of, you know, of how it works and everything, but how would one begin?
Well, we kind of got into talking here a little bit about real world examples of how a site owner might acquire links to their site. One would be, you know, providing testimonials to people who do gig work and asking them to link to you and asking your clients to link to you if they've been happy with your service. Those are kinds of things that business owners can do for themselves. In a lot of niches, there's enough competition that that's not often enough to rank, right? Because maybe their site is not relevant enough in Google's eyes, or maybe they don't have enough links and you know, their competition has hired SEO professionals and they were kind of acquiring links for their competition. End of the day, a lot of times you just need to hire a professional. What we do is just what we're talking about, acquire high-quality links from other websites to your website. And Google sees those high-quality links and goes, oh, there's something legitimate about this business. They've got a decent number of links pointing to their site, and that they must be doing something right. And when you combine the proper sort of relevance of a page with those links, that page is likely to rank. It does get really complicated. People have these questions, and I love to give answers to provide some clarity, but at the end of the day, it's pretty complicated, and that's why there's professionals like us.
Yeah. Thank goodness, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, Chris, you're on my website, so you have to put me on your website then.
Yeah, and you know what? I thought we had done that, but let's definitely do it. Do a link. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I guess, and then, so the more you do that. Now, Jonathan, did you also say then, like, for business owners, by putting links on your social media, like LinkedIn and the Facebook, all of the social media, like Twitter, by putting links on there, that also helps as well, does it? Or is that kind of...
Yeah, it can help. No, it can help a little bit.
Yeah,
it can help a little bit, yeah. And maybe that'll be enough. I guess
really, I think you really do need to hire someone. Like, I know you've been doing my work.
Oh, yeah.
Where's my website
absolutely.
Now? I know we haven't talked for the last couple days.
Yeah. Well, we had you up there on page one at one point, and so you're bouncing around, which is normal when there's a lot of activity. Basically, as Google sees, oh, there's a few links pointing to the site, they'll kind of bounce you around as they kind of reassess where to put you. So we had you on page one there recently, and I hope to get you back there soon. But it's very promising that you were there at all there recently. So
yeah, and you know, I want to share with everybody because my business, one of the things you want to work with somebody like Jonathan was because I do so many different things. I'm a radio host. I'm a publicist. I am a speaker, I am an author, I am a coach, and it was like a trainer. And I said, Jonathan, what do we put me as? You know, and that was kind of a challenge for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, again, as people try to assess, you know, what should I do? They kind of make assumptions that they shouldn't, such as what keyword should I rank for? You know, like I keep using the hair salon Toledo thing, but I think it's helpful to kind of be repetitious about those examples. So
sure.
That site owner might think, oh, wouldn't it be great if I could be at the top of Google on page one when somebody searches for permanent Toledo, perms Toledo, right? So
okay.
he hires an SEO professional, and the SEO professional just kind of says, you know, nods and says, yes, it'll cost this much. And he works and he gets him ranking for the term perms Toledo. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, if they had just bothered to sort of check and do a little research at the beginning, they'd realize that almost nobody is searching for perms Toledo. You know, it's like two searches a month, right? So you really want to do the research right from the beginning, because that's like a classic example. In reality, there's people in Toledo that want a perm, but they don't search perms Toledo. They search for hair salon, because they all know that every hair salon does perms, right?
Right.
And if we think to our own searching habits, this makes sense, but I just see that mistake made over and over again. So you got to do the research right from the beginning and then do things right to kind of build that credibility, and soon enough you will see that website start to rank.
Good. Okay. Well, let's take a commercial break now, and then I understand, Christopher, you've got somebody has texted you with a question.
No, it's actually not a question. That's why it said it'll take really quick. Steve Sersosimo, he owns Granite Photo. He's a sponsor of the station, listens to the station. I just want you to know that this is very contagious. Once we had you on as a guest, Jonathan, he says, well, why aren't we linked? So tomorrow I'm going to go by and see him, and we're going to link our website. So see what you're
there
doing. You're creating a whole network here, Jonathan.
Education.
Absolutely.
It's really amazing. Well, let's take that break, and then and thank you for sharing that text. And it's good to know. So we're going to take that quick break, folks. You can call in. We are running out of time, but you can certainly call in and ask any questions that you've got. Christopher, quickly share that phone number with everybody.
It's 1-800-930-2819.
Okay, folks. So, and you can also chat, send your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com website. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together, and visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life.
But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and our amazing informative guest today is Jonathan Adams. Jonathan, one thing we didn't talk about is, as you know, my website is through WordPress. Having a WordPress site, does that make a difference versus all these different sites that people make?
Yeah, it can. WordPress is what I call a very SEO-friendly platform.
Okay.
All that means, I was speaking earlier, I mean, about the fact that a site, if you even hope to rank in Google for the terms you want to rank for, first of all, you have to be relevant. You have to be relevant for those terms. And all I mean by that is, you know, if you want to rank for Hair Salons Toledo, you should probably say that in your page title, maybe in a heading on your homepage, or definitely in the text of your homepage. If you don't even say those things, Google is never going to consider you for those for that term, right? And WordPress is a friendly environment to SEO in the sense that they do give you the tools to kind of edit those things easily. So there'll be a place where you can edit your page title. And your page title is just what when you open a website up and the tab opens up at the top of your browser, the title is in the tab. And people don't even think about that, but it does mean it matters a lot to the search engines.
Now, can I ask you a question as you're saying that? I know, and you and I have discussed this, when I post an event, for example, I get at the bottom of my WordPress screen, I guess, the title saying snippet, preview, focus, keyword, SEO title, and mega description.
Yeah.
So...
Some of those things you just mentioned have to do with just basically little short descriptions for your blog posts and that kind of thing. But some of those things do have to do with SEO. The SEO title that you just mentioned, that will set the title of your page in the browser, what I was just talking about, what's displayed in the tab at the top of the page. That really matters to Google in terms of it's the title of your page, right? I mean, the title of a book would tell you something about what the book is about, right?
So should that title be what should that title be, like, for example, like I might say Get Inspired Radio with guest blah blah blah. Should that title be the same as what I'm putting there on my title of my blog?
The title that you would put in WordPress under SEO title should really be kind of what you think people might be searching for if they would be interested in that particular page. Maybe you're doing a page on dealing with Crohn's disease, right?
Right,
so you might
have
set the title to be Ask Sue London Talks About Crohn's Disease Cures. And because you put Crohn's disease cures in there, now Google sees you as relevant for when somebody searches for Crohn's disease cures. It's not to say you'll absolutely for sure rank, but you're in the running. Do you know what I mean? You're relevant. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always thought when I saw that SEO title, it had to be like, you know, for example, the life of Sue London, like actually like a title, like you'd have as a book title or something.
Yeah.
So
yeah, for sure. And it is, I mean, it is a title, but again, search engines, because of the title, it's supposed to describe what that's about. And at that point, you want to consider how the search engines see that and what keywords you would like to get matched up with. Right. And so, yeah, you kind of want to try to work your keywords into your page title. And that applies to WordPress or any other content management system, for that matter. And some of the other things you mentioned are along the same lines. A meta description, it's actually meta description, not mega description. That is basically if Google displays in the search result, they'll pull that as your little description. You notice when the search results come up, it'll say a heading and then a little description and then a link. Well, that meta description, the search engine will pull as the little description. So that's what that's all about. So you would just want to write something there that you would like people to see if you display in the search results.
Well, very good. It looks like we just lost Sue for a second, but we're going to put her back on. And hopefully okay. She's there. Are you there, Sue?
I am back.
Beautiful.
Now, Jonathan, could I get you to come to our home and get the technology going? This would be awesome.
Yeah, for sure. I can help you.
Well, that's great. So continue.
Yeah. Sorry. I guess end of the day, it gets complicated. There's things that people can learn on their own to kind of make their sites more friendly to the search engines, basically help the search engines out in terms of understanding what they're about and what keywords they might be a good match for. And I think it's really good for website owners to do those things. If you're a small business owner and you're trying to drive traffic to a website to generate business, oftentimes you need some help from a professional to A, make sure that you are as friendly as possible to the search engine and relevant to the search engines, but then B, that have that company build the credibility you need for your website. And, I mean, that's what we kind of do day in, day out, and get all kinds of really happy that we have an 80% success rate getting clients ranked on page one for their keywords. And so it's really for small business owners, if you need to generate that traffic to generate the business, we're the people that can help you in the search engines.
Now tell everybody again, I'm looking at this time. This time is going so fast today. Tell everybody about the offer that you have.
Yeah. Well, you go over to printingpeach.ca, and you can go /SEO, and it'll take you right to our SEO page, or /real if you want to see our pay-per-click real deal web marketing packages. So printingpeach.ca/SEO or /real. And you can read about our packages there. And what we're doing is 50% off the first 2 months with our real deal web marketing packages, which is the pay-per-click, which we've talked about. And then we're doing the first month of ranking for free with the SEO. So with the SEO, you don't pay us anything at all until you're ranking on page one. We have enough confidence in what we're doing and a strong enough success track record that we're okay with just being paid when we actually deliver. Which is different than all the other SEO companies out there. But what we're doing there is the first month that you do rank and you typically owe us money, we're doing that first month for free. So that's what we're doing.
I can tell you, it is definitely worth it. So I really recommend that you connect with Jonathan. And again, that's from the website. Share that again with everyone, can you?
Printingpeach.ca.
Perfect. Well, we are almost out of time. Is there anything in the next? Well, I think we are out of time. We will have to have you back, Jonathan. You just are such a wealth of knowledge. And Christopher, did you learn as much as I did there, my friend?
I did, and I think our listeners and sponsors did too.
Yeah, and I guess we all know that Christopher's going to be quite busy connecting his sponsors' websites to the links process. So. Again, folks, connect with Jonathan. I can tell you he is an amazing guy, and he does get you results. Jonathan, thanks for being with us today, my friend, and we hope to have you come back.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
It was our pleasure. Folks, we are out of time. I want to thank our guest, Jonathan, for being with us, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Next week, I will be talking about the healing power of pets and share information on how you can work with your pet and helping others heal. So on behalf of our guest, Jonathan Adams, my wonderful producer, Christopher DePaula, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.